it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Balenciaga, the French fashion house, has dropped Kanye West.
Really?
And there's rumors now that Adidas is looking for an end game with Kanye. I mean, major sponsors are saying, whoa, you've crossed the line. And
no, they're saying, yay, you've crossed the line.
This is The Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody.
Pardon it.
Here's your host, Greg Cody.
I have a hot new commercial that I am in love with. We could start there.
Well, we just did.
I want to talk about Neanderthal research. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about close-up of ants' faces.
Well, you've really started this episode with a lot of energy.
What does that mean?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, welcome to the show.
First of all, we're not starting. We haven't started yet. What are you talking about?
Yeah, now we have. Like, the people just heard you listing the things you wanted to talk about. So let's get to all of them.
Okay, well, first of all, you know how you always make fun of me for saying something and then having nowhere to go with it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is this week's edition of that. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A Nikon photography contest has determined that the faces of ants, and I know there's going to be an uncle joke somewhere here, the faces of ants magnified several times are unspeakably scary and horrific.
I bet.
I mean, I think, didn't we learn that in the movie Ants? Like, did you think that they were like Brad Pitt?
I had no idea there was a movie called Ants. I'm sorry. Greg doesn't know movies. Limited edition.
But either way, it's just basically them showing you what kind of ants' face look like. And they're just like kind of like, you know, like,
oh, my God.
Like very, I don't even know how to describe it. But did you imagine them to be a good looking creature?
You know, when you see an ant, it's infinitesimal. You step on it and you never think of it. I don't consider, what does an ant look like? You know, I've just never really thought about that.
I haven't thought about it too much either, but I just always assumed it leaned towards the not extremely attractive.
Wow.
What is the most attractive animal? This is going to get weird. I don't want this.
Do you think they have an Only Ants website?
They should.
Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Wow. That was such a broad spectrum of pop culture right there. There was an OnlyFans joke. And then that song, like that, there's not many podcasts that
an army of ants can move a rubber tree plant. I think that was a Sinatra song. Yeah.
I refuse to believe that a million ants could move me.
Oh, they could. 100%.
I know that they could, but I just love the idea of me, like a bunch of ants gathering in, like we figure out a way to communicate with them. And we've decided that we're going to try to do a thing where my entrance to Moss, Miami is ants carrying me in. And I just love the idea of there being a bunch of ants that have gathered, understood our message, our translation, and they've gathered to do this.
I love that.
I just like fall back with all my body weight and like crush all of them. I mean, I start getting bit by a lot, but.
You're gonna have PETA on us now, Chris. We're going to have to edit that out.
I would pay to see that because you wouldn't see the ants. It would look like you were just moving on the carpet. You know, it'd be like walking on water type phenomenon.
I love the idea of us finally figuring out how to communicate with ants, and that's what we use it for.
Would you have them feed you grapes?
That's actually a good Ron McGill question. If you could communicate with any species, what species would we communicate with to like really benefit human existence or existence for everybody?
That's not a bad idea.
Should I call Ron right now? Sometimes I just call Ron.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Yeah, you should.
And I feel bad. It's Friday at like a 5. It's like his happy hour. He's like done for the week.
He doesn't drink. You're good. Call him.
He doesn't drink. That's true. I feel like I'm just going to save this question. Maybe we'll have Ron on our show soon. We haven't had Ron McGill on the Greg Cody Show.
It's been almost a year.
I rarely feel like insecure about bothering Ron, but I don't know. Just right now, I just don't want to bother him.
Okay, that's fine. I want to mention something that there are certain TV commercials that are on that if I love them, I want to see them over and over again, right? Yeah. And one of them was the, and I still love it, it's still on, the Progressive Insurance commercial with Dr. Rick teaching young homeowners how not to become their parents.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites. I just cannot see that enough. Well, I have a new favorite. And it's coincidentally, it's also Progressive Insurance. I want to speak to the Progressive Insurance ad man.
I don't like them.
Or ad woman, because they are crushing it.
Really?
Progressive Insurance is leading the world in TV commercials.
You're a big Flo guy, huh?
The latest one I love is
Baby.
The red flag for everyday challenges. Have you seen that commercial?
I've seen a couple, right, where it's like,
oh my God, I just adore
normal interactions,
that because,
and they're like, nope, challenging it.
Yeah, right. Like, what? You said you were going to bring that. No, I didn't. You did. And then somebody drops a red flag, and a Progressive Insurance person shows up like an NFL referee with a little screen that replays what was actually said.
That's false advertising, though.
Why?
That's implying that, like, Progressive is videotaping everything in your life, and, like, they'll always be there for a replay. Like, that's just not true.
They should be.
I know that that's what they're giving off there, and I'm sure their coverage is great. You know, Flo would never let you down. But
right.
I don't know. It just seems like false advertising to me.
Well, you know, this would be a really good segment if we actually had Progressive as a sponsor and could get paid for this conversation.
That's true. But you know what? Money's not important to me. I'm going to credit a good commercial, whether or not they're paying me to or not. But anybody, three of us are married.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but most of the arguments or heated discussions your mother and I have are related to, I didn't say that. What do you mean? We didn't talk about that. Or, yes, you did. Don't you remember? Blah, blah, blah. And the idea that I would always lose, but the idea that I could drop a red flag and all of a sudden prove to her
that would not work out well for you. That would not work out well for
probably, you. It probably wouldn't.
You better swallow that flag, Greg.
Yeah, it probably would. There's one other commercial I love right now. Unfortunately, the star of it is Davante Adams, who's in a little bit of trouble for pushing an ESPN cameraman.
Not unfortunately. Like, can we forget? I mean, like, geez, the guy ran right in front of Davante.
I know, he did. Yeah, I support Davante Adams
on
that,
like, by the way. You said that like it was like Davante Adams had, like, you know, gotten arrested.
I know.
I know he did get charged with a misdemeanor, but still.
The more times I watch that replay, the more times I think it's Much Ado About Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're a journalist.
He obviously shouldn't have pushed him. Like, we can start there. But that guy needs to know, in that setting, like you're saying, a journalist, someone working there, get out of the player's way.
Yes.
Like, that's rule number one. Stay out of these guys' way. Especially the players that are mainly playing in the game. And especially right after the game when they're emotional and upset. Like, put
exactly.
himself right in front of them as he's walking off the field. And he gave him like a, what the hell? What's this guy doing in front of me?
Push. Right.
I just have that in me to like push somebody.
Yeah, but that dude, you like, might if you were in after like what sport do you like? What's the craziest sport?
No, yeah, like with the adrenaline pumping. Like I'm not saying that like it's impossible to think, but like if my nature is like avoid that at all costs. Like,
but what if you're walking and I literally just put my body in front of you as you're walking? Like it's either
my reflex would be to coil and try to dodge. Like
it's either walk into me or just like extend your arms just to like create space. Like, whoa, like what?
Right.
Why did I'm walking and this guy literally jogs right in front of me. I don't know. I know this is an old story.
I did run into someone at work like that. They just came around the corner. We end up in an embrace for a second.
And you shoved them.
Wow. No, I saved them from falling because they put a bounce on me.
I don't know how we ended up tackling this story like 3 weeks after, but I just don't. Obviously.
Slow news.
I think a fine.
For the slow report.
I think a fine should just, we've already did this show, a fine should just go to the camera guy.
All right, let me get back to why I brought this up.
Yeah.
Davante Adams stars in a great commercial for Taco Bell, where he has a Taco Bell mini restaurant right in his house.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the guy, have you seen this? The guy treats it like he orders and
Where Reggie Miller lived in a Wendy's once in a basketball commercial.
Okay, that too. And this got me to thinking, though, if you have the wealth to do so, can I buy a McDonald's franchise and have it put right into my mansion?
Like Richie Rich?
Yes.
LeBron used to have Starbucks at his first big house in Ohio. He had Starbucks in the home.
Oh, okay. So if I...
Is that true? That's
true. Yeah, the means.
Wait, it couldn't have been wait a minute. Just because you have a Keurig and you put... My dad has a Dunkin' in his kitchen because he has Dunkin' Q cups. I mean, like... I'm just okay. Like curious if like he had all the machines that they had. Like he didn't have employees there. That's like this is the big distinction here. Like I could build a McDonald's, but then I would just have to go in there and make it. But like
no.
Okay,
no.
So you want it Richie Rich style, where like it's like a yeah. full functioning McDonald's.
I want a miniature Taco Bell or McDonald's franchise right in my house.
Wow.
That's exactly what I want.
I mean, that's I love how you say that. Like, you don't even want that. Like, you're not.
Yeah, no, I do. I do. After seeing that commercial, check into that, somebody. See how much that would cost me to do, because I'm willing to do it.
No, you're not.
He already said money's not an issue to him, Chris. I mean, he's money bags Cody over here.
It isn't.
I love how he says money's not an issue to him while promoting, 15% off this week, Yeti, our merch store?
No, free shipping. Monday thing. Through so Thursday.
Difference. Okay.
That's even more money off, actually. Free shipping this week on our merch store. Go get the new Lobo shirt. Get the Greg Cody Show stuff. Support us. Help us keep Yeti on the staff because things are getting tight, folks. I'm just saying that okay. to pressure you into buying stuff.
That's true. And speaking of that, I want to segue seamlessly almost into a little pandering to the Levitard Show crowd by mentioning there's a new Moss Miami edition number 5, the 5th V.
Wow, Scoops didn't get that, huh? How
yeah.
Scoops feel about that?
Well, Scoops is working on it. You know,
it's already been scooped.
I know, it's ridiculous.
You should just write a column about it, like just like reporting it, even though it's been like reported by them, just because you know
it is right.
It actually will get clicks, just because people will be like, let's see if there's any details about it in it. Like,
well, I want to get more information, such as I don't even know where it is yet. I know it's December 10th, the next Moss Miami.
I know where it is.
You do?
Has it been announced yet, where it is, Yeti?
No, the location has not been announced yet.
I'm not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. Boy, he knows.
It's somewhere in Miami that's trendy, that's not out east.
That's not a Kmart.
Okay. Somewhere in Miami that's trendy. Boy, that's a lot of information. But anyway.
Trendy, like, I'm trying to give hints. Very artsy, maybe.
Okay. It's the Perez Art Museum.
Dad, what's the artsy part of Miami? Like, God, I'm like slapping you in the face with
Wynwood.
Oh, boom. Okay. I'm just saying, I don't know where there, but I believe it's in there.
Okay. All right. At any rate, Moss Miami, December 10th, the Greg Cody Show podcast is going to have a big presence there. And Levitard has mentioned on the air.
Big presence is debatable at this point.
Well, he's teased the unveiling of my toenail. My great toenail.
I'm imagining an area that kind of looks like the cave in Aladdin, and like, you know, where the lantern, what is it, the lamp, what the f*** do you rub? What do you rub in Aladdin? It's the
you rub a lamp, an oil lamp. Yes.
Yeah, rubbing it.
You know how the lamp is like kind of up on a pedestal, and like the light is shining on it. That's going to be our setup with your toenail.
Correct. We're going to have museum quality presentation for this toenail.
Greg, what if they say you get the third stall to the left in the men's bathroom?
Yeah.
That's the Greg Cody Show place.
I'll take it.
At least we have our own room. Like, that'd be...
Right.
that's right.
It's our VIP, emphasis on the P.
And by the way, show up with money, because we're also going to have Greg Cody Show t-shirts on sale that night. So make a plan, no matter where you live.
In some form or fashion.
It might be electronically.
Okay, whatever. Even if you live in Nepal, I want you to show up at Moss Miami on December 10th.
You keep talking about Nepal.
Yeah, it sounds like a name. It sounds like somebody's name.
It sounds like, why? Because you had a lot of friends named Paul.
I've also never heard anyone pronounce it Nepal.
Yeah.
What is it called? How's it called?
How I said it.
Nepal.
Yeah, Nepal.
Nepal. Isn't that what I said? Nepal.
You said Nepal.
Yeah, whatever. Napalm bomb. No, it's Nepal. At any rate, I just discovered, I wasn't even going to bring this up. I just discovered recently that our podcast is charting in Nepal.
Wait a minute. You said, hey, you randomly pulled out of your ass, hey, even if you live in Nepal, come to our thing. Right. And I, of course, was like, why'd you just bring up Nepal? And
it was coincidental.
And you're like, I didn't even bring this up, but.
No, it was totally coincidence. Yeah. I put two and two together and
so
got
what,
three.
What number of podcasts are we in Nepal?
We have been in the top 25.
That's absurd.
No, we have.
That must mean literally three people listen from Nepal, and that gets us into the
top
25.
I'll take them. And I hope they're at Moss Miami. Come up to me. We'll shake hands. We'll hug. We'll take a photo,
Greg,
selfie.
If you reach out to us, and my dad will fly you from Nepal to the Moss Miami.
What if you could get the Dalai Lama to listen to the podcast? He's close. He's out that way.
I would do that. You know what? Nepal is the, as far as I know, is the home country of Mount Everest. I want a listener from Nepal to scale Mount Everest and call the show from the summit of Mount Everest.
I don't think that's possible.
If you do that, you're going to get a free t-shirt on December 10th. I promise you that.
I don't think that's possible. Like, you're going to have a special phone to make a call from up there. I was thinking, like, just if you're wearing a Greg Cody shirt and, like, take a picture at the top of Mount Everest. Like, I thought that would be good enough. My dad's like, call us. Make sure you're doing it at 5:30 on a Friday.
Eastern. 5:30 Eastern.
What time is it in Nepal right now? What time is it right now on Mount Everest? Right now it's 5:58 p.m. I wonder what time it is exactly.
Okay, Google.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
What time is it in Nepal?
So weird.
The time in Nepal is 3:44 a.m. on Saturday.
Wow.
All right, so I need you at 3:45. I need you at like 3:30 a.m. on a Saturday. Call us from the tip of Mount Everest and then call in live.
Is there anything more frightening than being on the peak of Mount Everest at 3:44 in the morning, other than looking at the face of an ant?
At that point, yeah, at that point, calling our show would be the next serious thing. Okay.
I love the callback, so I want to do a few quick updates, sort of like taking care of business here, TCB, because we've referenced this before.
Just talk.
Okay, Hans Niemann is suing Magnus, whatever his name was, Carlsen, the chess controversy.
I love him. Of all the names there, you got tripped up on Carlsen.
Yeah, Magnus Carlsen. He's suing him for $100 million for starting that rumor about Hans Niemann cheating regarding vibrating anal beads. $100 million suit has been filed. Here's another update. Balenciaga, the French fashion house, has dropped Kanye West.
Really?
And there's rumors now that Adidas is looking for an end game with Kanye. I mean, major sponsors are saying, whoa, you've crossed the line. And
no, they're saying, yay, you've crossed the line.
I want a quick update on two
by the way, those were friends just, of... Do we have that imaging yet of just things Greg Cody doesn't have a thought on, just like wanted to report the news on? Right,
well,
there.
No, these are...
No, updates. Not yet, but I actually have something that I'm going to report some news, breaking news, and I have zero thoughts on it.
News.
Okay. Todd Gurley just retired, buddy.
Yeah, I heard that. That's one of those things where, did Todd Gurley retire or did the NFL retire Todd Gurley?
I didn't prepare anything to say about it. Let's move on.
Yeah okay. He's been like a free agent for 2.5 years.
Greg Cody's like Lester Holt. He just like says what's happening.
That's right. Listen, if I had a Lester Holt Gregster. Impersonation, I would do it right now.
Gregster Holt.
There's a group called Friends of Greg Fogg, and a couple of the Friends of Greg have been in the news lately, former guests of the show. So I just want to have a quick update.
Are you doing Lester Holt right now?
Yes. Aaron Ekblad. This may be the Greg Cody Show jinx. Aaron Ekblad, a couple of days after he's on our show, suffers a serious groin injury and is now going to miss like a month of the season.
I actually read a report that some are saying he got hurt getting up from our interview.
You know what? I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
Because he strained himself. He gave his all to our interview.
Well, if there's a jinx, and I'm really worried about Zonk.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Who I'll see tomorrow night, by the way, parenthetically.
Ooh, Dad, you want to tell everyone about that? You were real excited to talk about that.
Well, the Sunday is the big Dolphin celebration for the 72 perfect season, but Saturday night the team is throwing a private invitation only gala, I should say, for the team.
Now it's a gala?
Well, it's the PFPI gala with a hard A, but any other reference to the word gala is pronounced gala with a soft A.
I love you walking into that room with 72 Dolphins being like the young whippersnapper.
I know.
It's like, hey, Cody, young Cody.
You're that's why I'm going.
You're walking in like, shots, anyone? No, you guys don't do shots anymore? Oh, man.
That's right. That's the only reason I'm going is to appear younger than I am. And also...
Are you going to rock the Joe Madden?
I think I might, yeah. Yeah, I might. Nobody knows this but me, but I am reporting that one of a long ago Greg Cody Show guests, Miguel Rojas from the Marlins, is a finalist for at shortstop for the NL Gold Glove Award. How about that?
I'm Lester Holt.
That's
Lolt.
I really do think, I think that's the bit, is we just got to find like news music. Like anytime my dad's like just reporting something, like
right.
We just need like music to fade in under him. That's just like...
okay.
Dun, dun,
I get a quick.
Dun,
I do. You know what? I love the callback. I like.
Dad, but like, what are you calling back? You're just like saying something. Like, what's the?
I'm updating. We talked a lot about vibrating anal beads.
No, and that was literally the only update. The last
Hans
three
Neiman.
That the last three have just been you saying stories. That was actually an update.
Thank you. Hey, Graceland. Ooh, you got a red door back there. All right, listen.
You just now noticing that Chris has a red door?
Yeah, I just noticed that.
Dad, I've had you helped me move in here.
Okay, Dad joke of the week.
You helped me paint the house.
Why did the skeleton attend the backyard barbecue?
Hold on.
Something about bones. It's got to have something to do with ribs, bones, but I don't know.
I don't know.
To get more ribs.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
I know, but when you say it's got something to do with ribs and you don't say to get more ribs, you don't get credit for it.
Half credit, as Greg Cody would
say. Okay, a third credit I'll give you. I want to talk about Neanderthals because there's news happening. You know, these are the people who lived hundreds of thousands of years ago. Actually, as recently as 40,000 years ago. Sort of the, some people call them the original Flintstones. The precursor of the human race was the Neanderthals. And have you guys heard about this study out of France? It's pretty remarkable. Sort of a, what do you call DNA research? Forensic science.
Forensic scientists, yes.
It's an amazing thing. They determined that a family of Neanderthals living in a Siberian cave 54,000 years ago, they were able to track their movements. They are able to say that the family included a father and a teenage daughter. They were able to say that the females left the cave more frequently than the men. It's just amazing to me that there still exists on Earth the DNA to be harvested to determine what happened so long ago. It's stunning to me. I'm not a huge fan of this type of science normally, but I found this article riveting. And it's just, I don't know. Are you guys interested in that at all? Or Christopher wasn't listening. He was talking to his wife the whole time I was going through that diatribe. Not that it was a diatribe.
Gary, that's not my wife. That's my sister-in-law. That's my wife.
Okay. Well, they're twins. Give me a break.
Okay. Like a hurricane just happened in my house. So,
okay. Christopher has zero to say about what I just talked about.
I don't even know what you were talking about.
Because instead of doing his job as the executive producer, he was distracted.
In all honesty, if we're deflecting blame here, I think Yeti should have read my situation and got engaged with your conversation.
Right. Well,
I was too busy looking up something for later.
You know what? I'm talking about something.
Cut this out? You really did. God, you talked for a while.
Forever.
And it's Neanderthal research. It's a fascinating thing. No, I don't want to cut this. What are you having a party at your house? What's going on in here?
It sounds interesting. Tell me about it. That actually sounds interesting. Tell me about it.
No, I'm not going to repeat everything I said. Rewind the tape.
This is probably a good time for a break then.
Yeah, let's take a break. I need a break after all that.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know what? I want to keep in the Neanderthal talk just to spite the two of you, because
oh no, it has to get left in. That's hilarious.
It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It wasn't supposed to be hilarious. It's hilarious because neither of my producers were listening to a word I said. Ridiculous.
Imagine this podcast if we didn't exist, and that's all it was.
Greg back in his closet.
I have no problem doing that one week.
God, that would be just a terrible edit. God, that would suck for you.
I think it'd be great. I would talk. I would filibuster. God, I would talk nonstop with no breath taken for 45
I wouldn't edit
minutes.
It. I would not edit it. I would just let it go.
God, we would get so many of that kind of things.
Hey, that kind of thing. I want to rail against sports for a minute.
There was a sports equinox a couple of days ago. Every sport was playing.
Yeah, that happens.
Every major sport. It's only happened like 27 times ever.
Well, that's pretty frequent.
That's pretty random. If something's really? Only happened, how many times does something have to happen for it to not be rare?
37 times?
27 all time. You don't think that's okay, not a lot?
Okay.
How long has baseball and football and basketball all been around together? And then hockey, too. Like, it's a low percentage.
If you say so. There's a lot of activity in the background there. It's very distracting for Greg Cody of the Greg Cody Show.
Just keep going. We're cooking.
Let's ride.
Okay. I want to rail against sports because LIV Golf, the Blood Money Tour.
Coming to Miami
this week, actually. And I was just told.
As much as, like, I'm, like, you know, obviously not.
You're a golf fan.
I'm not pro live, but like if somebody like offered me free tickets to it, like I'm not going to let you like play this game with me. Like, you know, the NBA, China's not pretty. Like I go to NBA games. Like you can't judge me for if I go to an NBA game, I can go watch live golf.
Okay.
Like I'm not okay with what's going on there, but if someone offers me free like a free suite setup with live golf, like am I really a jerk for going?
Okay, you don't draw a distinction there. I mean, live golfers are taking money directly from the Saudi government that killed the Washington Post journalist. You get that, right? I mean, the Saudi government is sponsoring live golf. It's not anybody else. It's the government itself trying to sport. There's a phrase for it, sports washing, where these countries, and Qatar's doing the same thing with the World Cup that starts in 3 or 4 weeks.
You're going to watch that, and you're going to watch that, and you'd probably go to a World Cup game.
I would not go to it. You know what I would have loved, and this is fanciful thinking on my part. It would never happen. I'm dreaming. I would love it if an alliance of huge soccer nations, Brazil, Germany, Argentina, even the United States, got together and said, nope, not playing in a World Cup in Qatar. Now, I know that's fanciful. It would never happen, but it would be so great if something like that happened in sports. Because FIFA's corrupt and has been for years. So, I can see FIFA putting a World Cup there, but.
That's what I'm saying, Dad. That's what I'm saying right now. You're like, FIFA has been corrupt for years, but you are okay. Like, I get it. Like, obviously, a journalist getting killed is, like, obviously insane. But, like, there's bad shit that, like, it's hard semantics game to just be like, this is where I'm going to draw the line.
Yeah, well, that's how we rationalize it. That's how we rationalize it. I get that. You know, China hosts an Olympics. And we watch the Olympics, and we forget that it's in China. It happens. I'm not blaming anybody.
All right, so why can't I go watch Live if I'm offered free tickets? I'm not paying for these tickets. That's an important distinction here.
Okay, you can. Okay.
All right, that's it. That's all I was...
Maybe you try to get in with an anti-Saudi government T-shirt while you're there. I don't know. I can't tell you what your morals should be, but, you know, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
Go glue your hand to the green.
Do you think I could get away with a hat at that tournament that says, F*** Trump?
Fump.
At that tournament?
Trump.
At Donald Trump's Durrell? Probably not. I would think that there would be security there, FBI agents or something, watching out for everything. But I'm out of breath right now. Somebody else talk.
I'll pick up there in a second. My house is clearing out. So
what is happening in the background there?
We're having a block party-ish thing for like a Halloween-ish block party.
God, don't get me started on Halloween. Why is everybody celebrating Halloween too early?
I mean, it's next weekend. It's like
I'm
next
getting
weekend.
So tired of calendar jumpers.
That,
you know,
it's the 22nd right now of October. How's it too early for Halloween?
It's 10 days from now.
What kind of Scrooge are you? Like, what kind of human are you that just lives life? Like, who's having fun? You're literally just over here like, who's having fun? Why are they doing that? God, my dad is such the character of just... I think we've talked about this before, about like how this should be a character in a movie that just doesn't say words, just like says, like he just says complaints and emotions. It's basically right. Like I'd be sitting at a table and I'm like, happiness, laughter. And then like, but my dad's character would just be like complaint, irritated,
right,
annoyed,
right, horny, Wait a minute.
Horny.
Horny.
Upset.
Baby.
Irritated again. Like, my dads are all negative. All the things that his character would say out loud is complaint.
Because I'm real. I'm spitting it real, as the kids say.
You're dropping truth bombs.
That's right.
Whenever we're at a restaurant and my dad starts doing his thing where he's like complaining like a pelican, I start saying complain like a pelican would. Complain. Complain.
Wait a minute. What does a pelican have to do with complaining?
A pelican, maybe a bird. Maybe I said the wrong bird. But just like the birds that are just like, mine. Like, what's the ones from Finding Nemo that are like, mine, mine, mine.
Pelican.
It's probably pelican or a seagull.
That's the way when you're complaining at a restaurant, I'm imagining you as a bird just being like, complain. Complain.
Okay. That's fine.
The other side of the upset bird, when he's upset with something.
Right. You're either picking upsets or complaining at restaurants. That's okay. That's literally an upset bird. You literally are an upset bird.
I am. Thank you.
I want to know, where are the most embarrassing places that you go with your dad? Because it sounds like restaurants are like top of the list.
Yeah, I'd say in terms of places he annoys me, restaurants is up there. I think in the car is when he annoys me. When I'm driving and he's in the passenger seat. Is when he's the most annoying because
you're a crazy driver.
No, I'm not. But he's he'll just be like, "Whoa!" He's always doing like very like subtle like noises to like he speaks through noises. Like if he thinks I'm like coming up too fast to the red light, he'll be like, "Whoa!" Like,
correct.
Like, he's making sound effects that he thinks deserves to be in the hood of the car.
Correct. I love sound effects.
And then he'll be like, and he's always incredibly mean to every other car. Like, he'll just be like, what's this asshole doing? What's this?
Watch out for this jerk.
And he's not even looking at the person in the car. It's just like a car. And he's just like, what's this asshole doing?
Correct.
I've done that before. And then I feel bad. Like, because I'll look over. Because I forget we all make mistakes behind the wheel. Like, small little minor mistakes. And someone will be like, swerve a little close to me. I'm like, you asshole. And I look over. And it's like a mom who's like fighting off her children who are throwing stuff at her. I'm like, I feel really bad.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is every other car an asshole?
Yes, I think that's right.
Right.
Where do you annoy your wife the most when she's driving?
Dad, do you do that with mom?
I am rarely in
your backseat
car.
Driver. That's what this is called, by the way. He's a backseat driver.
Okay, I'm rarely in a car where she won't drive in my car. And so when we go to a restaurant, we always take her car and I'm driving 95% of the time. So I cannot even almost tell you the last time I was in a car where she was driving.
You guys need to flip-flop that, by the way, because of your recent coughing and the fainting thing, not to get serious on the podcast.
I don't faint in cars for some reason. It's weird.
Dad, you do. You have done it twice, though, when you're sitting.
Yeah, but at home, in the comfort of my own home.
Do you ever cough when you're driving, Dad? Talk about on, like swear to me without any lie here. Swear on my life, do you cough ever in the car when you're driving?
Do I, you know, clear my throat and go, of course.
No, like have one of your fits.
No, not really. No.
Dad, where no. It takes like 5 to 6 coughs to get it through.
I am very mindful of the fact this is not a place where I can faint.
I'm just saying like.
So he sits down at High Line. If I need to faint, I could do it here.
<We're good. laughs> And by the way, I was just about to say that it was only twice, 3 times. I don't know about the one up in Washington. 3 of the 4 times you've been sitting when you fainted.
That's true.
He's fainted 4 times?
Oh yeah, sorry.
I've only heard about the 2.
Yes, I guess.
The funeral in High Line. Whenever the attention's on not him, in other words.
I don't know if he wanted it out there. But here we are.
Greg!
Yeah, 4.
It's called cough syncope. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. It's S-Y-N cope. And it's like a thing where some people get these chronic coughs. With something happens with their oxygen where they just pass out, like, and the only day, like, it really is no, like, as crazy as it sounds, like, his heart is fine. There's no real, like, issues with him. The danger in it and everything you read about people with this issue is it happens at the wrong time. It happens when they're driving and then they crash. It happens when they're standing near stairs and then they fall downstairs.
Yeah. Like,
in the middle of sex.
The only real issue here is this happening.
That has happened. No, I'm just kidding.
Honestly, that's honestly the best place for it to happen. But like in all honesty, that's why like I just, with how much he coughs, I think my mom should be driving every opportunity.
All right, enough of that. I don't want to, let's quit talking about my health. There's a phenomenon that I just invented.
Let's sweep this under the rug. Let's just take the broom, get it out, sweep this under the rug.
Okay, there's a phenomenon I invented called calendar jumping. And it's rampant. And we're seeing it right now
Yeah.
There's a neighbor of mine on October 1st, okay? Not on September 30th, but on October 1st, he has his Halloween decorations up. And I don't mean a few. He's one of these guys who has one of those 12-foot skeletons.
You don't like that guy? That guy makes your neighborhood. Oh, I cannot believe you are on a podcast right now. This guy, he has the best Christmas. He has the best Halloween. It's like right on the corner in my parents' neighborhood.
That makes sense. The decorations make sense.
It's such a cool thing.
Talk about look at me, Louie.
It is a little look at me. There's no doubt about that.
A little?
But it's also a good vibe for the neighborhood. Like the fact that you were on this podcast right now, bringing negative energy towards that guy and what he does for your neighborhood is insane to me.
My friend Pam is going to turn off this episode. She can't handle the Halloween slander.
You are just, seriously, Pam, shout out to Pam.
At Halloween Basic.
You are just the worst, Dad. Like that is such bad. Like what have you turned into? I want you to go in the bathroom right now and look in the mirror. Just go. You need to go. I'm serious. Dad, we will edit and we will tighten this up. Pull back from your chair, go look in the mirror, and then come back and tell me what you see.
All right, hang on just a second.
He's really going. Let me hear the door. Of course, he doesn't shut the door for the sound effect. That is just nonsense. I mean, yeah, you're not with him on this. Like, if somebody in a neighborhood has decorations, this is always a positive. How's this a negative?
Yeah, no, the decorations, I'm completely fine with it. It's within October. It'd be different if it was September 25th and they did it. That's a little odd, but October 1st, cool. Put them out. That's great. And as soon as Halloween's over, if you want to put a turkey in her front yard, do it. It's great. Like, that's fine. It makes sense.
Who is my dad? Who is he?
I do get annoyed at the constant like need to have Halloween parties like and trunk or treats. There's like 15 trunk or treats. That gets exhausting.
You don't have to go. Don't go to all of them. All right, here you go. He's back. Now, all right, tell me what you saw. I'm right. Did you see, you saw someone, you're like, what have I become?
Okay, truthfully, I didn't even look in the mirror. I took the opportunity to take a piss while I was in there. So I apologize.
You were not gone long enough to wash your hands properly.
He doesn't wash his hands at home.
Yeah, he turned on the water. You know.
Oh, Greg Cody looks like a guy who doesn't wash his hands.
Not at home. I've got my dad doing it like without soap at a restaurant. But at home, he just there's no water going on those hands.
Oh come on! I mean, listen, you admit it. You know, people piss in pools. They don't wash their hands.
Do you wash your hands at your house? That's actually a good poll. Like, I don't think that. I think more than 50% of people don't wash their hands at home.
Jenna Fisher from The Office, who played Pam, she does not wash her hands when she goes pee. She admitted that on The Office Ladies podcast.
There you go.
I actually have, this could be like a funny like thing to like highlight. And like, I know of someone on the Lebitard staff that I work with every day that I have seen them. And I'm not even judging because I'm admitting, like my dad, at home, I will not wash my hands sometimes. But at work, I'm a hand washer at work. Like I'm going back to a computer. We share stuff like 1,000% of the time at work. But I've been in the stall sitting, pooping, seen someone walk in, leave without washing the hands on multiple occasions. It happened the first time. I gave him the benefit of the doubt. Didn't even think anything of it. Then it happened the second time, like a couple years later.
Really?
And I was like, I think we got a non-hand washer.
It's rude of you to do that to Jessica.
No. Yeah. I think if we called this person out, he would say that he probably doesn't. He like maybe pulls down without any touching. Like there's no contact. Maybe.
Oh God.
That's the only. Like argument I could think about in my brain of like how someone could get away with that at work.
All right,
judge the daylights out of my coworkers. Bad.
We each have one guest with initials. I say DL.
No. I'm interested in Yeti real fast. Like Yeti, are you like having your coworkers rub your face to make sure their hands are wet when they come out of the bathroom? Like how are you?
No,
judging?
No. It's just if I'm in there when they're there, like I'll go wash my hands, and I probably overdo the hand washing, but I don't care. And like I do this at home too. I'm always washing my hands.
Are you like a doctor about to go into surgery? Do you have like your hands up?
Pretty much. And if they finished before, if they finished after me, and they finished washing their hands before me, I'm a little bit weird.
Wow.
But like I'll look out the corner of my eye. They don't use soap. If they just rinse, do the 2 second rinse and walk away, it's like, I'm not touching anything that you've touched.
Yeti,
I'm done with you.
I need you to get over yourself a little bit. Let people wash their hands how they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's a little judgy.
But when they come out of the stall, the urinal's one thing. When they come out of the stall and they just give it the 2 second rinse and walk, no soap, no.
All right. I mean, I guess if it's clear they've been taking a big shit, like. But like the thing I'm not going to stand for is you timing the people that use soap. It's like that guy didn't use soap long. Like, right. You know,
if they use soap, I'm pretty much not going to pay too much attention.
Okay.
But if you don't use soap, you got to lather up.
And are you, you're so like a guy that just talks. So like, I just imagine you saying something instantly like, hey, what are you doing? Why didn't you wash?
No. I don't say anything in the bathroom. I don't like to talk. I get stage fright when I try to pee.
I just judge privately.
So like, if you really want to screw me up, like you come in, if you catch me at the urinal and you just go, hey, I'm done.
Do you go to like the water cooler and start spreading the rumor? Like, hey, Kyle doesn't wash his hands.
No, I'm good about that. I keep the mental notes and I remember. And if I follow behind you on the door, I'm not touching it.
It's always Kyle.
I'm going to be perfectly honest with you guys. If I'm in a stall sitting and all of a sudden too late, I discover there's no toilet paper and I have to wipe my ass with my bare hand. Yes, I will wash and use soap. Okay. Oh, but otherwise, I will just rinse. That's only happened a couple of times.
You were trying otherwise to make a point there. You were trying to make a point, and you just made a revelation that nobody needed.
Well, I mean, how often does it happen to anybody?
Never. Never happened to me.
Yeah, you know, it's happened a couple of times.
I'll just not wipe for like 10 minutes.
Okay, but when that happens, I do use soap.
Dad, you're wiping. You're like a credit card. You're like swiping your like
you've got to be lying. There's no way you've wiped your ass with your bare hand.
It has happened.
This is what the visual you've created is like, is you using your hand like the way you would like tomahawk chop.
Right.
And you like swipe your ass like a credit card.
And that's when you use the soap.
God. Oh my gosh.
No, and a lot of it.
Greg, you have to be lying.
There. We have to stop there. That's just.
Tell me you're lying.
I.
Greg!
He's like, it was college. I was 68 years old.
I didn't elect to go into a bathroom with no toilet paper. You know, you take evasive action. When confronted with calamity, you deal with it.
How far from your house were you?
Huh?
How far from your house were you?
It was in a restaurant somewhere.
You pull your pants up. you end up getting a little poop on your underwear, probably. You get home. You wipe or take a shower. Throw the underwear away. Like, why are you?
No, you just go get paper towels and use those and clog the toilet.
There were none available.
Or that. I'm just saying. But like, all right, like, not wipe at all and just, like, you know, get home and, like, get rid of that underwear. Use paper towels if they're there. Like, there's so many options. Take your underwear off. Use the underwear and bare ass it. And bare ass it home. That, like, there are so many options to credit carding yourself.
All right, second guessing is fine. You know, hindsight is 20/20.
Nice pun.
I just wish to be a fly on the wall when you are swiping your ass with your wrist.
Okay, the beauty of this is that now people are left to realize, is he kidding or is he serious? Yeah. So, you know, it's interpretive.
I don't like Greg Cody.
I don't like him either.
I don't like you, little girl. What do you think of that?
As we stand here at Hard Rock Stadium before Steelers Dolphins, all I can think about still is the shocking revelation you just made. You're a podcast host, you're a showman,
yeah.
But that's an all-timer for you.
You know what? Did it really happen? Maybe it happened once in an emergency. I can't even testify. Listen, I'm a podcast host. I say shit. You know, you don't know what's real. What's
I say shit. Now, as I was walking up to you, someone was recognizing you. Right. Did they think you were Greg Cody or Joe Madden?
No, they gave me a fist bump and said that I've been a big part of their life for 25 years. And I said, where were you the first 25? But it turned out they were only like 30 years old.
Now, this is as fresh as you will hear Greg Cody on a Sunday night at 8 p.m. He's drinking diet soda right now.
Oh, that's amazing.
I, on the other hand, are attending this game as a patron. So I have a nice, you know, whiskey and ginger in my hand.
Yeah, you do.
Although this is my last drink because I have to be up at the crack ass of dawn tomorrow, wow. Monday morning. So does my friend. Okay. I'm here with Joey, my friend. We have made a pact that we are not drinking past the first quarter.
That's funny.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
So that's where I'm at.
Can I take the over on that bet?
We'll check back. Okay. Actually, we're not going to check back. That's one thing we want to admit with our audience right now. We planned originally on, like, you know what, after the game, let's meet up. Let's really give the audience what they want. And then we realized that the audience, our audience, the Greg Cody Show audience, right, doesn't really give that much a shit what happens in this game.
Yeah.
So this is going to be the end of the Greg Cody Show podcast for today. You will not have the Steelers-Dolphins result.
That's right.
I think the audience is going to survive.
I want to say a couple of things. Number one, are we burying the careers of Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady today? Is that what we're doing?
This is a good day to argue that it's a new day for NFL quarterbacks. It's really about more the offensive coordinators. It's a new day for the Brian Dables, the Mike McDaniels. I'm just going to assume the Dolphins did well against the Steelers. You know what I mean? The Kyle Shanahans, even though they lost against the Chiefs. Right. I feel like it's more, it's a winning time for offensive coordinators.
All right, before we leave,
You didn't care about anything I just said.
Yeah, I didn't. No, I was just waiting to say what I'm about to say. I want to give a shout-out to the Dolphins for this thing they did Saturday night for the 72 perfect season team. It was a gala event.
We already talked about this. You're going to plug this again. Did anything exciting happen at this thing? Or do you just want to report the news that you went to the 72 Dolphin 50th anniversary undefeated season ceremony?
I want to report the news that I was invited exclusively, the only one from the Miami Herald who was invited. It was a very poignant.
Is there anything interesting to report from it?
There were a lot of interesting things, but you're hurrying me, so I'm purposely not going to do it.
Talk slow.
Look at you rocking the old school shirt.
Yeah, I look. My dad's an audio medium, so people can't see this. I have an old school logo collared shirt on. Anyways, back. What was the interesting things from the 72 Dolphins?
Just the sights and sounds, the poignant. You know, Larry.
So nothing. All right, good. My shirt.
Listen, when we interviewed Larry Zonka, you don't see this on a Zoom. I saw it last night. Larry Zonka uses a cane to walk. He can barely walk. At one point, Mean Joe Green from the Steelers of that era was there. At one point, Larry Zonka in a cane hobbles up to Mean Joe, his arch enemy from that era. And
they banged into each other a lot.
And they embrace. And it was just, it was very poignant.
See, that's really cool. See, that's what I mean.
It was very
poignant. Like that, I'm not, Greg Cody.
50 years later,
that's
you know?
When I said to you, go there and find something interesting to talk about from there, that is literally exactly what I meant. Okay. That was honestly great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I can't top it, so let's get the hell out of here.
Because if it wasn't for me, you would have just come on this podcast and said, I went, hey,
Cody.
Yes, my guy. What's up, man?
What's going on, Cody? Goat.
Yes.
You're a goat.
Yes.
But your son's even a bigger goat.
This is the end of
$50 million from DraftKings.
Well, no, that's
this guy.
That's the Levitard show.
No.
We're on the Greg Cody show right now. This is the Greg Cody show.
Even better.
Even better.
You should get $75 million.
Yes. This guy gets it. Go Dolphins. Let's go.
I get it, Greg.
How you doing?
This is me, baby.
Yes. All right. Two people that definitely came up for the Greg Cody show and had no correlation with the Levitard show.
That is correct. How about that? Almost like I paid them to do it. Thanks, guys. Checks in the mail.
I'm kidding. They both had Levitard show connections.
That's okay. Yeah, you didn't have to say that. Got to edit that out.
All right.
Okay.
We're out here at the Dolphins game. I hope I show up to work on Monday. Let's do this.
All right. Let's do it till we're satisfied.